Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No Death, No Fear, Comforting Wisdom for Life by Thich Nhat Hanh is a profound exploration into the concepts of life, death, and everything that lies in between. Written by the revered Buddhist monk and peace activist, this book offers a gentle yet insightful approach to understanding the inevitable phenomenon of death and how it affects our perception of living. Thich Nhat Hanh uses simple, accessible language to delve into deep philosophical and spiritual inquiries, making the read not just a philosophical exploration, but also a comforting companion in times of personal upheaval or existential questioning. Through his teachings, the author encourages readers to live fully, with mindfulness and compassion, and to face death without fear, viewing it not as a contradiction to life, but as a part of it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding impermanence. Thich Nhat Hanh opens this transformative dialogue by introducing readers to the Buddhist concept of impermanence, anicca. This foundational teaching suggests that all conditioned phenomena are transient, that they do not last, and that our suffering arises from trying to cling to what is ephemeral. By embracing impermanence, Hanh argues, we liberate ourselves from the fear of loss and death. The practice of mindful living, being fully present in every moment, allows us to appreciate life more profoundly and prepares us to peacefully accept change, including the ultimate change that is death. The insight into impermanence provided in this work propels readers to examine the transient nature of their own experiences and to find comfort in the continuous flow of life and death. Secondly, concept of non-self and interbeing. Central to Buddhist philosophy and Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings in the book is the concept of non-self, anatta. This tenet posits that in essence, no being or thing possesses an eternal, unchanging soul. The author explores how this realization can diminish the fear of death, grounding it in the logic that if there is no unchanging self, then what is there to be lost with death? Linked closely to this is the notion of interbeing, a term coined by Hanh to describe the interconnectedness of all things. Everything is because other things are. And understanding this interconnectedness helps in seeing death as a continuation rather than a cessation. By comprehending non-self and interbeing, readers are guided to a greater empathy and a deeper connection with the world around them, reducing the existential isolation often felt about death. Thirdly, the reality of death. Hanh confronts the topic of death head-on, encouraging a direct engagement with our mortality. According to him, most fears surrounding death arise from our misunderstandings and misconceptions about it. By meditating on death, one can shift from fearing it to understanding it as a vital part of life's process. The book provides practical meditation techniques to help face these fears and suggests that acknowledging and embracing the reality of death can bring about a more intense appreciation for life. Hanh's guidance aims to transform the reader's relationship with death, proposing that a deep understanding can lead to peace, joy, and a purposeful life. Fourthly, living fully in the present, no death, no fear, strongly advocates for the practice of mindfulness as a method to live life more fully. Thich Nhat Hanh illustrates how maintaining a mindful presence can help us overcome the anxieties associated with past regrets and future fears, which includes the ultimate fear of death. By anchoring us in the present, mindfulness allows for a fuller participation in our own lives, turning mundane activities into opportunities for deep contemplation and joy. This chapter serves as both practical advice and spiritual encouragement to embrace every fleeting moment, thereby enriching our lives and diminishing the fear of death by living completely and with gratitude. Lastly, transforming suffering. In this section, Thich Nhat Hanh addresses the nature of suffering and its transformation. He explains how pain and suffering are not to be feared or suppressed, but understood and embraced as elements of the human experience. Through techniques like mindful breathing and meditation, one can explore their suffering and find the roots of deep-seated fears, including the fear of non-existence. Hanh provides thoughtful insights on how facing our suffering can lead to personal growth and liberation. This liberation is especially poignant in overcoming the paralyzing fear of death and in cultivating a life of peace and contentment. In conclusion, No Death, No Fear, Comforting Wisdom for Life is an essential read for anyone grappling with the concepts of mortality and the meaning of existence. Thich Nhat Hanh's gentle yet profound narrative provides not only philosophical insight, but practical guidance on living life fully with the awareness of death. The book offers transformative perspectives that can alleviate deep-rooted fears and enrich one's daily experience. It is especially recommended for those seeking solace during times of loss, individuals curious about Buddhist philosophy, or anyone who is looking for a deeper existential understanding. The wisdom contained within its pages has the potential to profoundly impact the reader's perspective on life and death, turning fear into acceptance and suffering into enlightenment. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.